This goes to Katherine, Katherine Casson, T like Tom, Asson, like November, PAC. Fax 989-539-7749. Regarding Lavona, it's LAVON, like November, A, Gelios, GELIOS. Date of birth is 2/7/1936. Dear Ms. Tasson, this is a consultation for Mrs. Gelios, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, noted back as far as 2023. We have creatinine level August 22nd of 23 of 1.31, GFR 39, 319/24 creatinine 1.11, GFR 48, 9/4/24 creatinine 1.28, GFR 40, April 1st, 25, creatinine 1.23, GFR 42, and 9/9/25, creatinine 1.15, GFR 46. The patient has no current symptoms of chronic kidney disease. She has a very excellent appetite, no abdominal pain when she eats, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Her biggest concern is that she's been losing weight without trying. She usually weighs between 115 and 120 pounds, and now she's less than 110 when she gets weighed. Today we have a weight of 108, and she doesn't understand why she's losing weight without really trying. She denies any headaches or dizziness, no recent falls. She feels like she has very good energy for an 89-year-old woman. She's able to go out and do gardening in her flower garden for 6 hours last Friday. And she did have some soreness in her back and knees the next day on Saturday, but she took a Tylenol, and that took care of the pain. And she's feeling much better now. She was a very long-term smoker, smoking about a pack a day for about 75 years. And when she had severe peripheral artery disease requiring an axillobifemoral peripheral artery bypass in 2023 in Midland, she quit smoking after that procedure was done, and knew that that was probably contributing to the severe peripheral artery disease. She's never had any heart attacks, no stroke history, no chest pain or palpitations. She does have shortness of breath with exertion, no cough or sputum production. She does have a heart murmur, and she's very, very hard of hearing. No edema, occasional claudication symptoms as she walks more than 100 yards. But she generally will sit and rest, and then she has had a recent arterial scan of the iliofemoral artery system, and all areas were open, and that was done in Midland in this month. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, known right renal atrophy, severe peripheral artery disease, mild pulmonary hypertension, a heart murmur, and very hard of hearing. Past surgical history, she had the axillobifemoral bypass surgery by Dr. Constantino in 2023 in Midland. She had bilateral mastoid surgeries as a child. It caused complete hearing loss in one ear and very bad scar tissue in the left. And hearing aids generally do not help her. She's tried them several times, and they really have not been helpful. Social history, she quit smoking in 2023, had a 75-year pack history prior to that. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and lives with her husband, and she is retired. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she is allergic to terbinafine. Terbinafine? T-E-R-B-I-N-A-F-I-N-E. Medications, Norvasc, 10 milligram daily, albuterol inhaler, very rarely used. That would be two inhalations every 4 hours as needed, but she hasn't used that for a long time. Plavix, 75 mg daily. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 mg daily. Lipitor, 40 mg daily. Metoprolol, 50 mg once daily. Physical exam, height 63 inches, weight 108 pounds. Pulse is 71. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Normal adult size cuff is 138 over 60. Tympanic membranes are scarred. Pharynx is clear without a midline uvula. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension. No lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruise. Heart is regular with a systolic murmur. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Pulses 1 to 2 plus bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions, and no discoloration is noted. In labs and diagnostic studies, so the most recent lab studies were repeated on 9/9/25 after she had the, that was prior to the axillofemoral arteriogram to check the patency of the procedure in 2023. Creatinine was 1.15 with estimated GFR 46, calcium 9.8, sodium 136, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 31, liver enzymes are normal, CBC, hemoglobin 15.8, normal white count, normal platelets, microalbumin to creatinine ratio was done April 1st, 2025, that was elevated at 328. We also have a kidney ultrasound, which was done January 18th, 2024. Right kidney measures 5.1 centimeters and no cysts. No collecting system dilation noted, no masses, no stones, no hydronephrosis. Left kidney is 7.7 centimeters without masses, cysts, or hydronephrosis. The bladder was unremarkable, and only the left ureteral jet was noted at that time. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, secondary to severe peripheral artery disease, which we are certain affected the kidney arteries as well. Currently, there's nothing that could be done to improve the size or the status of her kidney function, but hopefully we can protect the kidneys and keep her creatinine at this level. She should continue to follow her low-sodium diet, and actually she has not been following a low-sodium diet, so she's going to start. She should avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. She should stay away from all cigarette smoking and not return to that habit. We are going to ask her to get lab studies done every 3 months, so they will be due again early December. She will have a follow-up visit in the Mount Pleasant office in 6 months from now. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.